welcome to episode 22 of the Freedom Foil Podcast. I am one of your hosts, Joe, and I'm joined once again by my beautiful wife, Mary.
Hey, guys.
We are back to continue our irregular schedule of posting.
Do you guys love it or do you love it? It's like we don't know when they're going to post. It's like a game.
Yeah. So
we're keeping you on your toes. Come on.
Exactly.
It's fun. Who likes consistency anyway? Really?
We have been consistently
inconsistent.
Inconsistent and trying to get these episodes out. As always, like we tell you guys, this isn't our full-time job, so we get them out when we get them out, you know?
True that.
But we're still trying because we freaking love this podcast.
We do. It's a fun time.
It does help that I feel like it's so, like, I miss it. I miss it when we don't do it, you know?
I miss it to an extent, but when things get crazy, it just gets crazy.
That's true.
And then it's so sad because it gets things like this get pushed to the side, but it really is a fun hobby for Joe and I, and, like, it's a fun thing that we both get to do together. And
well, and I feel like that's what makes the podcast.
Yeah.
If it was a job, it, you know, it starts becoming a job.
100%.
Maybe one day. I'd love to do this full time. Like we've talked about, in a house just actually lined with foil.
Okay. As funny as it sounds, I mean, I do actually think we'd work well together.
I think
because
so.
Because I think we're like a good give and take. Like you have things that I am missing and I have things that you're missing in terms
right.
of like work skills and capabilities.
I dig it. Episode 22. Of course, before we get this started, there are links down in the description to what we're talking about.
Down under.
Down under.
I had to do that.
Okay. If you want to check out some gun content, you can hit up all of my links, Firearm Freedom.
Pew, pew, pew.
What are we talking about?
What about?
In today's episode.
Today, we are talking about, oh, guys, I don't know if this is
the
pronounced
Gothard.
Right. Are we going with Gothard?
Gothard Tunnel.
Okay. Gothard Tunnel opening ritual.
Well, technically it's an opening ceremony, but
oh, right. Sorry.
Looks quite a bit like a ritual to me.
So, backstory.
The Gothard.
I'm going to give them a little bit of backstory.
Yeah, fill us in. What the hell is the Gothard
So the
tunnel
Gothard
ceremony?
The Gothard Tunnel is the world's longest rail tunnel, which was opened in Switzerland June 1st, 2016.
Like under the Alps.
It runs
right?
Let me finish.
Sorry.
It runs under the Alps, 67 kilometers long, it says. Apparently, it shaves about 45, or it shaved about 45 minutes off of the total time to get through that area rather than going around the Alps to just go through them. Cost 11 billion euro, which translates to about $13 to $14 billion.
Oh, interesting. That's
yeah.
cool that you did the conversion.
I didn't.
I was curious.
One of the priests did in the video we watched.
You should have just taken credit for that one.
Yeah. It took 17 years to build. Which is insane to me.
Yeah,
but
that
yeah,
is a very... Well, if you think about it, though, I mean, they're literally tunneling through the Alps.
And if it's the longest tunnel,
yeah.
like, that, I should have done the conversion on kilometers.
And possibly the deepest.
Ew. I hated that. I don't... See...
Well, so, no, it's so interesting.
And wait, hold on. Let me just say, let me preface this. The way that Joe... So, Joe, classically, if you're new here, does the research, and I just... He sends me links to things, and I read them in the order that he sends them.
Yeah.
Well, in this instance, we had about three resources that he had sent. All three were videos... Or, sorry, two were videos. One was an article. The first was the actual ceremony, which the video...
Start to finish.
About an hour and change.
Yeah, it was like hour, 10 minutes.
So, I didn't have any backstory. I had zero clue what this was, what I was watching. I didn't even... Like, we didn't even hint at it with each other in regular life, because usually we try not to talk about it before,
right?
But I had zero
and
clue.
That's what made this so perfect. We were talking about this before, that we should have like filmed the reactions to
our
the
like
video.
First reaction, like raw reaction of not knowing what was going on, because if you could have seen my face yesterday after a long day of work watching this video,
yeah, it was
it was like if someone only knew what was on my screen right now.
Well, shout out to the Reddit conspiracy thread, because that's where I originally saw photos of this. And I think it was back when, 2017, they opened it,
June
2016.
June 1st, 2016. Summer of 2016.
And I never heard about this before
nah,
I saw it on
yeah.
Reddit. I like had no clue. I remember there's a bunch of talk with Switzerland and what we're going to get into with the CERN project, which is a totally different thing. It's like a nuclear reactor or some shit like that. But it's also in Switzerland, and it's also tied to this idea.
I thought Switzerland was neutral.
Well, apparently not when it comes to opening the gates of hell.
Okay. Buckle up, guys. It's Friday and we're feeling frisky.
So, yeah, the conspiracy, okay, surrounds us. Because the reality on face value, what this is supposed to be, is basically just an Amtrak, right? Basically, yeah. So it's just a transportation train system, and it's a tunnel for that, right? You got them on the highway. You got them all over the place.
Well, yeah. So, yeah, it's and it's like... It's supposed to be a positive thing, right? It's supposed to be like a country moving forward and
right.
expanding there and updating things and transportation and all this stuff. But in fact, most of the time when things like this go down, no matter what kind of building or whatever it is, infrastructure, if you will, it's always an opportunity to launder money, to invest in things because you owe a debt. I'm talking like leaders and things like that. 11 billion euro, $14 billion. Like
yeah.
That's no small amount of money. I mean,
right.
that's huge, huge, huge. So it's like this is where that amount of money attracts the skeeviest of skeeves.
Well, and aside from that, it typically goes to weird shit like New World Order shit or Mason shit or whatever else that they're building because, you know, architecture falls really into the belief system and especially how everything lines up.
My question
up.
Is who got paid that money? I mean, I know obviously like the employees get paid and the resources
yeah.
and things
yeah,
like
that's
that.
What, I mean, it costs a lot of money. I'm not,
I know, but
I'm
like
not as,
11 billion?
Well, I'm not as, so we should get into, right, that face value, that's what it's supposed to be. Now, I don't think anyone would have questioned.
Oh, and I'll just say too, like obviously with most large infrastructure updates, changes, builds, they will have like an open ceremony, a ribbon cutting, like on a grander scale, like, oh, introducing some, they'll have speakers and sometimes
yeah.
like performers.
Like new cruise ship, maybe you hit a bottle of wine on
ship.
The side, you know?
Yeah, but like
big stuff
like
that.
Like for instance, like World Trade Center Memorial, when they built that, they probably had an opening ceremony with like, and they didn't do like
right.
satanic devil worship stuff.
Right.
They probably had a speaker and
they probably found more passports on the ground of
you
the
hijackers.
You know
what I'm trying to say. So it's like in this instance, it should have just been an innocent like, woohoo, we opened
right.
this tunnel.
But then the questions started unfolding with the opening ceremony. So, you know, of course, when you're in any of those countries, you start to see very unique, historic, mythical things, right?
Not, I just don't
when
expect
get,
it in Switzerland.
Like
though.
Midsommar style stuff.
Don't
going
even
on.
Say that because I'm about to mention it like 15
All
times.
Right, so this opening ceremony, it's an hour and 10 minutes long, right? I watched
so quickly.
I watched the whole thing from start to finish. Did you just do the timestamps or did you watch
I jumped
the whole
around,
thing?
But I didn't just look at your timestamps. Like I watched
yeah.
more than just your timestamps.
You start
stamps,
falling
but...
into it because.
Oh, it goes so quickly because you're just like. What?
Of course, none of it is in English, and there are no captions available. So
I made a note of that. I thought that was kind of interesting.
Yeah, so you have no idea. Now, quite frankly, most of their ceremony is moaning and screaming. So
yeah, but I think there's some parts of it that someone's speaking French, though, which is interesting. Maybe it was the news station
no
that was
covering
it.
Yeah, it could have been that. But we... Well... It's so bizarre.
I think we just have
to
jump
explain.
Into it.
Just jump into it. What is the first part? So this whole ceremony looks like a ritualistic ceremony, literally worshiping
right.
Baal or Lucifer or Satan.
Exactly.
Basically.
That's like the high level view. So let's set the scene for this opening scene. So I click on YouTube, this link, and I'm like, oh, he's got a bunch of timestamps. I didn't read the timestamps at all. So it opens up to the inner part. I believe it's right at the either end or beginning, whatever.
Yeah.
You can
it looks
see
like
the
almost
opening.
Like a loading tunnel, like
yeah.
where you're waiting to get on the train
right,
or something.
Exactly. So like there's obviously like areas on either side of the actual track itself where there are a bunch of men in suits. And I say men because I didn't see nearly any women in the
there
audience.
Were like a handful.
But they're all in suits. They're
yeah.
all like...
You notice the majority of them had red ties as well?
They all looked like they were in the same suit. It was all like this like navy
yeah,
blue,
it was
black.
Rather
it was weird.
Strange.
So they're all... There's like hundreds and hundreds of people sitting on the side of this... You know,
one would assume it's just the business owners
and
politicians.
Like, and then the rest of it looks like a stage, like a Broadway stage. It's got
yeah.
lights. It's got, you know, obviously it's set up for a performance.
Right.
So, Joe, what's the first thing that kind of goes down?
Well, so the workers begin to come in and they have this very zombie-like appearance, which, like, the whole thing, when it starts, you're like, okay, this is a little weird.
Because they're dressed as, like, construction workers, so they're trying to play it like a...
You get it, you know, but they all look very zombie-like, and the biggest thing is they're like panting, like this weird, like, deep breathing, like... Like, ew. Walking in, and it's
And they're on, I should say, on, like, a trail car, and so when they're when they're doing their stomping routine, it makes a very loud, like, thud noise and, like, clanking
so
noise.
The first thing that gets very strange is this, like, weird angel-looking wing thing, but then the face looks like Lucifer. So it's like this weird
like a baby.
It's supposed that the dude called it out in the article like baby Lucifer, basically.
Yeah. So like all of a sudden you see these construction workers and then come out these another group of people in like white undergarments. So like women are wearing white bra,
and
white
it's like underwear.
Yeah.
Basically.
And they're like convulsing and they have
groping each other.
Yeah. And they have like powder and like it looked like it was like flour or something. And they were just throwing the flour around. We know we sound insane right now, but
we gotta watch.
This is exactly what happened. So yeah, baby devil comes out of the sky. He's like flying. He's on suspend. We don't know if it's a transvestite or not.
We don't know.
There's no shirt, but it looks like a set of boobs.
Well, that's the biggest thing. So this was missed in all the little articles and videos going over it.
The Catholic priest video didn't go over this?
No. So the biggest thing is like, I mean, look, I'm not trying to look at the boobs, but...
It's obvious. There's only one on screen.
If it is a dude, it was like up in the air. Yeah. Like you could very easily say that if it was a guy, there were like breast implants on the guy.
Or maybe it was just a very masculine woman because like they're doing aerial like movements. Like maybe they were just very muscular.
If it was a woman, she would have been the only one that have a shirt on. And you guys to remember, right, with anything like this, if it is tying back to any sort of satanic reference or ritualistic behavior like that, symbology is everywhere. Like you're looking at symbolism at every corner.
And imagine how much they fit into an hour show.
Right. And they don't do that stuff for no reason. And
everything
typically
has a reason.
When you see Baphomet or Baal or whatever, you have this combination of a goat man or a like half goat, half man, and then it's also half man, half woman. And typically you see photos depicted with breasts, but it's also very masculine. So it's kind of the combination of the male and female.
Well, and not to be crude, but you couldn't see what was it like in the lower half because whomever was dressed in this baby demon outfit had like a diaper, but then also like they were suspended. So they had a harness on those wrapped around there. So you couldn't really see.
Right.
I wanted to make a point that I don't know if you caught this, but the lighting and I should say too, there were screens above the audience on either side. There was, and the screens were showing like a very violent ocean scene, like water. And then the lighting was supposed to show water. And then the baby demon was flipping around, flying around in
Definitely
the sky.
Anything but angelic.
The white garments with the flower tossing people looked like they were like, I think drowning. It looked like the baby was drowning them.
It was very, very strange.
I feel like I'm on acid right now.
Well, dude, so throughout this, you're going to see a very common theme. Okay. Which is, what the fuck does this have to do with a railway tunnel opening? I mean, like, there's no connection or correlation other than the workers having worker uniforms on to depict anything like a railway tunnel. But it gets worse.
Before we move on, I caught something at 12 minutes, 7 seconds. I said, not sure who this is in the crowd, meaning, like, I don't know what position they're in, but it's a man in a suit. And this is not a funny scene. Like, this is a pretty dramatic scene.
Oh, and they're all laughing and
shit? They're, like, smirking like it's funny.
Yeah, it was...
And I'm like, wait, what is going on?
It was very strange. And what you're going to notice as...
Oh, and they have passes on their... Like a pass.
Well,
like
that
a lanyard.
I get. Yeah.
No, I know, but I'm just saying, like, obviously this isn't open to the public, which it should be. It's a transportation that's going to be used by the general public, not...
Right.
Leaders. Leaders are going to be, you know what I mean?
And when it comes to this, you're going to see another common theme, which is very sexualized.
Yeah.
The entire thing, there's a lot of groping and sexualization with male and female going on.
Female, female, male, male.
Yeah, everywhere.
Everywhere.
All over. And it comes down to this kind of like polluted sense of like, you know, ritualistic behavior. And
in my mind, though, it's distracting because if you look beyond that and look what's going on in the background, you catch a lot of shit.
Right. Well,
so they almost distract you with that. And
exactly.
Then they do stuff in the background.
And I think they're really pulling from, and I, you know, I could be reaching here, but when you're looking at a satanic ritualistic behavior, they pull from a lot of energy, like that they believe that those sexual encounters have energy that comes out and that that's actually a form of worship.
And power.
If done, yeah, worship and power, if done in the correct way, which is definitely not, you know, in the way of making love.
Ew.
In any way, shape, or form.
Ew.
So you
so
have
grass people that look like Cousin Nick come out?
Yeah, all these weird grass people come out. Like they got just, it literally looks like just a bunch of Cousin Its coming
yes,
out.
Yes, yes.
Running all over the place, like you just said. And I have no idea what their significance is.
They seem to come out when Goatman comes out, main
right.
character.
We get our first, and you know, at the end of that, because I wrote in there, I think maybe main character for Goatman under my notes
yes,
for that.
Yes, you did. You did.
But there's actually two of them. They look almost identical, you know, from far away, but there's actually two actors or,
oh.
you know, play people because at the end, they both come out and bow.
Oh,
so I found that out at the end. But yeah, so you get our first spot of still what I would consider the main character, if you will, which is who I'm calling Goat Man, which is half goat, half man. And it also is very strange because it looks like a, you know, like a deer face, but goat horns.
And at this point, this Goat Man, whatever costume looks different than
it's
when
very
they're
white.
Outside.
Yes,
yes, exactly. Pure.
Almost
like,
looks like a sheep in,
yes.
in a way.
And they pull a sheep out.
Yes. Well, no. Very, very specifically and symbolic, they pull a lamb
oh.
out. And the lamb appears to be dead, which
oh.
has a lot of reference to Revelation and other things. And if you're looking at, again, symbology with the Lamb of God and all of these other things, and you
and
see
there's people walking with the lamb that are holding antlers.
Right.
You made a mention, which I thought was a good catch, that very like skinwalker
yes.
type.
And they seem to be worshiping this
the
goat
lamb.
Man with
oh yes
right with the antlers because
yes.
they're really pulling from. And this goat man is getting more and more energetic, more and more like vibrant with his movements.
Making noises.
Yes, as they are kind of like worshiping and bowing down to this person. Now, I don't want to seem ignorant here because looking at it objectively, I do not know the symbology and the, you know, mythical stuff that goes on in the culture of Switzerland and the, you know, the ancient culture
point.
that has. I don't know if maybe in their belief system they have some sort of, you know, ancient mythological creature like a goat man, but
it would be quite a coincidence.
It's quite a coincidence.
Wait,
real
quick, one point like, on the kind of like the sacrificial presenting of the lamb.
Yeah,
I had mentioned that as we are both previously like Catholic,
right.
You know, of the Catholic religion, like it came off to me as like when you know how people that are assisting the priest like bring things to the altar,
yes,
and they continually do like loops,
yes,
they like loop back around and they bring things up to him,
yeah.
and bring things up
it
they
was
don't
very
bring
much
it all.
Like that,
yeah, it was really odd how
it was
like,
very
it was very it
religious
reminded me.
Actually,
yeah, exactly,
in nature it was not, it did not feel like a play or
no.
a presentation. It absolutely felt as you were watching it like you were watching a ritual.
And I thought it was weird that they were carrying the antlers rather than wearing the antlers.
Right. They were carrying it like above their head,
yeah.
again in a very ritualistic honoring way of the antlers.
Yes.
And I think that's very, very important.
I said it maybe that they're not fully demonized yet or they're not fully converted or possessed. Like maybe they're on the brink of it and maybe that's why they didn't
right.
put them on all
well,
the way.
It almost seemed like, and as we're going to get further into what may be the case here with this tunnel, that they were getting ready for the opening. Like they were bringing these things in and the goat man was getting very excited because finally he was going to be released.
Also, right? Just want to mention that we will provide all these timestamps so you guys can follow
Absolutely.
Along.
Absolutely. So you guys can see what we're, you know, what we're talking about. And also, of course, the full video in the links down there so you can
this
see it.
This part creeped me out. Not the most, but it was definitely up there. Timestamp 1821. I say strange, or you said strange singing guy comes out, appears to be on a pathway in purgatory, the afterlife. So this is like an older man. He looks
so
like
bizarre.
He has like a trench coat and like a fedora.
Like
type
a yodeling guy, basically.
And he starts to yodel. And all I wrote is, what the fuck? He's yodeling?
But it's this very like
sad.
He's calling out.
And the spotlight's
know?
On him. There's no one else on the stage. He keeps looking back and moving forward. And he's
right.
obviously.
It's very emotional.
Yeah.
Like he's looking up and looking around and he's completely alone and the lights have been dimmed and there's fog on the screens to the left and right. And then there's a very distinct path of light that he's traveling down. And I mean, again, it could be just that coincidental, but it truly looks, you know, in Catholicism, you have purgatory or, you know, when you're just, you're walking through this unknown, this limbo between heaven and hell after you pass away, and it truly looks as if they're depicting that
I think he gets closer to the end, the lights go completely red.
It just turns
and
red
then the,
and
the
dramatic.
Aggressive, energetic music starts to play again, and like
all
it's
these
like,
people come out.
Yeah.
And it's so bizarre. And then is that when the fucking Pope comes out?
23. No. So the red lights go away. And then all of a sudden this like happy music
like
starts
circus
playing.
Circus music and
everyone's
shit.
Everyone's smiling. And all these little like cars start driving around like little clown cars. And in one of the clown cars are two nuns and what looks like the Pope.
Yeah.
That's
I'm like,
at,
what?
That's at 23:12.
Fuck is
he's
going
got
on?
Sunglasses on and he's waving at everyone. And then this is interesting. The yodeling guy is just sitting there watching like it's a show, eating
a
something,
sandwich,
like sitting back. And I said like happy Renaissance music playing.
It's
there's like
so
full
bizarre.
Orchestra going on.
But slowly there is a massive what looks like fire truck or construction
yeah,
vehicle
with a big arm that
coming
extends.
Out behind him. And I don't know if you caught this, but on the front of the construction vehicle was all this fur and like demonic looking shit and huge antlers coming out, and there was a skull like right on this massive construction arm that came out and placed it right on the back of the yodeling guy's head so
and
that
he
didn't
seem
know.
Phased at all.
Well, and then I don't know if you've noticed, but all the people that were happy, enjoying and dancing get very quiet.
Yeah.
And they just slowly stare at him and he's wondering like what's going on, and this thing is approaching him
to
from
me
behind.
It's almost like he was looking at heaven and he was like given he was like scoping it out,
right?
And then they felt like they were losing him,
or in a sense they were distracting him from the grips of
that's
of
true
hell.
Too
you could take it either way.
Yeah.
But it definitely and I don't know if you guys realized it so far. We haven't touched on a fucking tunnel yet for just
nope.
opening a goddamn railway.
Nope.
So,
and
like
it's full on. Like, okay, I think this is an appropriate time to bring it up because like the dancing people around it look quite similar to that, and then they keep coming out. If you haven't seen the movie Midsommar,
yeah.
Midsommar, I believe.
I think that's how you spell it.
Oh
yeah.
My gosh.
It's a like
it's Swedish.
Is it Switzerland or
yes.
Swedish?
Well,
one of the two.
Listen,
I
always definitely
get mixed
know
up not
I definitely
to offend
know
anybody.
It was maybe I don't definitely know. Hold on. You have to fill it out. Let me see if I can.
Well, basically when you're looking at this movie, it's I don't want to give too much away. It's a cult, more of a Nordic style, if you will, cult that has very ritualistic behavior.
Couple travels to Sweden.
Sweden.
To visit. I'll just read the description very quickly.
There you go.
A couple travels to Sweden to visit their friend's rural hometown for its fabled midsummer festival. But what begins as an idyllic retreat quickly devolves into an increasingly violent and bizarre competition at the hands of a pagan cult.
It's very strange.
Oh, wow. Did this ceremony that we're watching take me back to that movie? And if
yes.
you've seen it, you know exactly what we're talking about.
And pagan ritualistic behavior is very common in a lot of these cultures. So, again, objectively, this you know could be very reminiscent of pagan-style rituals. But it, just the coincidences and the comparison to more Christianity, if you will, is just, I don't know how there could be that many coincidences with comparing the two. It's just, it's very bizarre.
And then we hit 2938, and the group of people that were dancing for the man, eating and sitting and enjoying, are now excitedly waving goodbye to the people that are on the
like train car.
Train car.
Heading out.
Like excited. Like they're excited for them. They're like, oh, they're so lucky kind of thing.
Right.
Like,
yes.
Like I wish I was on there. Like, like it's like people when they were waving the Titanic away. They're like, oh, that's so cool.
And they begin to go outside, which is where it just gets, if you thought that was bizarre outside, it is It is brutal.
Really weird.
So they go outside, and it looks like a movie, to be honest with you. Like, it looks like you're watching a movie of some weird, like, sci-fi, like, mid-90s movie.
So let's set the scene outside. So outside, the stage looks like a regular, like, stage where they're looking out in onto the... I'm sorry. The audience is now looking out onto the stage outdoors.
It's like a platform, basically.
Huge, huge stage platform.
Behind it is the Alps.
Behind is the Alps, of course, but then behind, like, the stage part is this ginormous screen. I mean,
huge
digital, like, screen that is playing
video. It would be
video.
At, like, a concert or something like
100%.
That. I mean, just ginormous.
It's huge.
Yeah. And that's where we get the strange videos starting. So what's the first thing that goes down?
The first thing is those same construction workers that were at the beginning with the orange jumpsuits come out.
Yeah.
And they're doing that weird stomping thing, the breathing thing again. I shouldn't say weird. Yeah,
it's pretty fucking weird.
They have poles.
Yeah.
And then what happens is a few of them, so in the background, they have on the screen the Alps. And it
like a rock wall.
Yeah,
it's not the Alps. It's a rock wall.
Okay,
it's
sorry.
Very specific.
See, to me, it seems like they're trying to pay somewhat of a tribute to the workers that had died making this tunnel, because they pull a few of the workers up on these harnesses, up onto this screen, and the people that are getting pulled up are pretending like they're rock climbing, like they're climbing up this.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, you see the rock start to crumble, and the people on the harnesses get dropped, like they're dying and falling off.
Now, the interesting thing is not from them dropping, but how they look like they die, right? Like it's very gruesome. Their bodies are just kind of hanging there dead. But then they continue to fall. So it, again, appears like they are now falling through purgatory into hell.
I do genuinely believe, though, that this was a tribute to the people
that
probably died.
I'm sure. But was it
tunnel.
A sacrificial tribute?
Well, because how many people probably passed away in the 17 years that this was being built?
Right.
That's a dangerous, dangerous thing.
Yeah, I don't doubt that. But it is bizarre how they show their walk into the afterlife.
Yeah.
And how they depict the afterlife, because now
falling. Yeah, so 3420, the rock wall breaks and turns into a spinning hole, like an entrance.
Exactly.
We were like, entrance to the tunnel, entrance into hell. I also said maybe it's another dimension.
Right.
Because, you know, tunnels and things like
dimensional
that.
Dimensional travel, all that good stuff.
I was saying something like the show we watched. We reference it all the time.
What the hell is the show?
The one that we watched, like, the height of COVID. Height of quarantine. We were all locked in our house and we watched the whole thing.
I can't remember.
The German
dude.
People, it's like if the Germans won the war.
Oh, shit. What the hell is the name of that show? I can't
if you guys know
it,
the
dude.
Show, it's basically like,
oh,
if the
God,
Japanese and the Germans won the war and they had split the United States in half, and it just shows.
I can't remember the name of that. That's so annoying.
It's so good. But I won't give anything away, but the tunnel has a very huge significance.
Yes.
But anyway, so I'm just looking at our timestamps here. So yeah, 3648, the workers slowly fall to their death again, almost like in a purgatory, you wrote. And then the naked underwear powder people come out again.
But only after the three ghosts up. Is that after they come
ghosts
out?
Ghosts are after.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
gotcha.
So naked people come back out. They're throwing
well,
powder
Well, now they're
everywhere.
In flesh-colored
now
underwear.
Now, they're at 3902, you have on the big screen, you have this weird black rock orb thing spinning around. Just like spinning.
Yeah.
And then it looks like on the screen at 4014, they're showing...
We sound like psychopaths.
We sound like, what's that guy, the book you're reading?
David Icke.
Yeah, we sound like him. 4014, literally showing workers falling into hell.
Yeah.
And then the giant ghosts come out.
Yeah, so there's three workers dying, and of course, three ghosts come up with huge, long...
I'm going to throw a wrench in this.
...white capes. Okay.
What if they're angels?
No. No, you want to know why they're not angels?
Or maybe if they are,
because the goat man comes back out and has sex with them right on stage.
So, look, well, so, not the ones that were hanging.
Yes, one of the ones that was hanging, because they come down.
So I had, okay, and then this is when the eyeball, it's like a blue-colored eyeball starts to show behind them on the screen. And I said, the all-seeing eye, maybe the third eye idea.
That was kind of the reference there that they assumed is this ginormous spinning eyeball on the screen, which is like, okay, that's rather odd.
And I guess all the, at 4020, all the workers are dead at this point.
Yeah, they're all looking not great and go off. All
right, 4229, Goatman returns.
Comes out. And now, much different.
Yep.
So now he...
I said he looks more like a ram.
Yes, it looks very... it looks much more demonic.
Yeah.
He has now more black attire, and his fur that originally was very white, like sheep's wool, is now very dark and dirty and
his face,
grungy.
The actor's face is painted white.
It's just white and all jacked up looking and angry.
And he starts, the goat character starts to look like he's struggling with the ghosts or spirits or whoever around them.
Yeah.
And he's struggling
and he's angry
and he's getting more and more angry and this and that. And,
yeah. And
then the straw people come out with him too.
Once again, it's almost like those are his gatekeepers. Because every time the straw people come out, he comes out.
He comes out. And then also the people come out with like the white veils that are laid over them and they're walking very slowly.
Yes.
I said maybe these are like souls that have been collected.
That could be it.
Yeah.
Who knows at this point? I have no idea. You know this is bad because you even have like Washington Times and shit like that, or Washington Post or whatever. Like making mainstream articles like, wow, this is odd. Like, you don't have anybody that's like, oh, okay, yeah, I get that.
Because the thing is, I think a lot of them are like, if we don't say this odd, then this is odd. People are going to be like, why didn't they say this was weird?
Yeah.
Because how do you not think this is odd from an outsider's perspective? So 4346, this threw me. I thought I was like somewhat understanding it. And then these three beetles start crawling all over this
what
guy's
looks
face
like the
goat on the
man's
screen.
Face on
yeah.
the screen.
And like then these two like actual humans dressed as beetles they're suspended down and they're like, it's just weird.
It's very bizarre.
And then the eyeballs, there's like multiple eyeballs on the screen at this
just
point, I guess.
Spinning
just spinning around
in a circle.
I'm really curious about the beetles. I'm sure there's some significance there.
I think there's an Egyptian connection with beetles. There is, and there's also probably a significance in the fact that they continually use three. There's three beetles,
yeah,
three people.
Three.
Okay, whatever. But what happens next in this wonderful video?
4445, we get real out there. Goatman looks like he's having sex with the spirit person.
He is. Yeah, I mean, that's what they're depicting.
And all I wrote was, ew!
So the interesting thing...
They're making a devil baby.
Well, basically, like, you see him getting more and more energetic from this activity, and all of a sudden he stands up, and now he's laughing and screaming and running around the stage.
It's so disturbing.
And it's just bizarre. It is very bizarre. And is that when the one, weird... person, like lady comes out and
not
she's
yet.
Like shaking her ass and stuff.
Not yet.
Okay.
So 4735, the strange, I think you wrote, strange people crawling in a circle. Oh, that's so freaked me out.
thought somebody was tapping.
The microphone wire was like grazing my knee and I'm like, oh my God. 4735, strange people crawling in a circle on the screen.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, that was odd.
Very
48,
bizarre.
4852, Midsommar looking people start to come out.
Walk through the crowd.
Yeah, and they're walking like they're enchanted or under a spell and they're singing.
They have like trees and shit all over their head and
they're
horns.
They're all wearing black, and I said maybe they're mourning.
Some white.
Well, they're wearing like the men are wearing white shirts, but they're wearing black pants, and the women are wearing like black dresses. And I'm like, is this to mourn something? I don't know.
It's bizarre. Yeah.
5132. Oh, you said strange in my opinion. Symbolic door that's all hardcore locked pops up on screen. This is where I think I disagree with you.
Okay.
I think it's supposed to be a train wheel.
Oh, I could see that.
Because it's like...
I might have missed that. Yeah,
and then it shows the pistons.
Yeah.
It's like...
Oh, I'm an idiot. I thought it was a door.
You're not an idiot at all.
I thought it was a door.
I think it could be, though, right? So maybe they're symbolically saying that the train is the connection to go into the tunnel. So that's your door to go in.
To open the door.
Yeah, that's the key kind of thing. So I think you were onto something there. What
and there's stacks, right? When the thing opens and shows this strange dimension.
Oh,
it's like
yeah.
this very industrial looking
no,
world.
So that's later. That's later.
Oh, okay.
So then the goat 5320, weird antler stacks appear. Oh, you're right. Sorry. Weird antler stacks.
Sorry guys,
we're trying to
keep this together, but it was so bizarre to watch. It's very difficult to like start
this,
it.
This is when the pregnant lady in the red dress with the crazy wig.
Was she pregnant?
I
didn't even catch that.
Dude.
I didn't even
catch
that.
Okay, then you're about, hold on, because it's a bumpy ride. She's pregnant.
In a huge red dress.
Pregnant lady comes out in the red dress. Goatman doesn't have his headdress on anymore.
Is that why he went under her and started like pulling the baby out?
Yes.
Holy shit,
dude. Come on. So 5340, I make a note, Goatman has sex again with the horned worker.
Yes.
So not the red dress, but there's like this weird pet that the red dress lady has
and,
that with goat horns on.
Right, massive
and
like
she's
black
like
horns.
In like this like bathing suit,
and she's very sexualized.
Yes,
like
very
she's twerking
sexualized.
And like showing her ass to the crowd and stuff.
And then the
like
red
it,
dress lady gets pissed
that
the goat guy is having sex with her. And then that's when he crawls under the red lady's dress.
Yes.
So then 5428, now he's groping everyone on stage and they're all groping each other. And then that's when the weird industrial looking like scene.
Antler thing in the
back.
No,
but it's just the industrial looking. It looks like stacks like of like factories and things are showing on the screen. And I caught this. If you look at the screen, this 5428 around there, it also looks like in front of the like factories that there's a corporate man in a suit laying down sleeping on screen. And he's
like, shit, I didn't even catch
that. He's like passing in front of the industrial stacks. So this is their first nod to these men in suits.
Which appear to look like politicians.
Yeah, exactly. And then I said 5515... So these characters come out with these big heads on that look like, I guess, what would be politicians.
It's the only thing I can think of, or maybe
corporate
the corporate leaders. Who knows?
And then in the background, there's penguins in ties. So that's a nod to like this like saying of like the penguin suit. So that's a suit. People call it penguin
suits. Oh, shit.
I didn't
even catch that. Yeah.
Yeah. So back there, a pole saying where.
Well, it looks like that goat dude when he crawls under the pregnant lady. Then that he's almost like giving her an abortion. Like
No.
That's
no.
almost what it looked like.
Because 5743, she has a baby.
That's so bizarre.
But it looks like a toddler. Like
that's
it looks like
so
a full grown toddler.
That's so weird.
And then 1 hour 11 seconds, a strange clock appears.
Yeah.
Now the clock is moving both clockwise and counterclockwise. Did you notice that?
I didn't notice
it would go
that.
Clockwise and then all of a sudden it would start spinning counterclockwise and it just kept going back
that's
and forth.
So weird
to me,
dude.
That showed it was like time is irrelevant. It's just, but they were all worshiping the clock,
right?
So,
they started bowing down
so
to
maybe
the clock.
It's like the dimensional like awareness of like there's
I
a
don't
there's
fucking
this
know,
time
dude.
And then there's this time and you could go in between. Yeah, now everyone's bowing to the clock at 1 hour, 1 minute. Time is the master of Earth, I wrote, maybe.
Who knows, dude?
1 hour, 1 minute, 31 seconds. Oh, you wrote in all caps, all of this for a train tunnel?
Right, because, dude, at the end of it, all that goes away, and then they show the train leaving the tunnel
this
in
is,
the back
this
screen.
Is my big, this is my big thing I wanted to tell you this morning.
What?
Okay. So we're getting to the end here and they're all dancing.
Yeah.
Right. They're all there's all these characters, the construction
right.
workers, the Midsommar people, the goat
yeah.
man, everyone
yeah.
dancing around. I caught that on 1 hour, 1 minute, 24 seconds, the girl that played the red dress lady's baby.
Yeah.
She starts doing that floss dance.
What?
And I'm like, oh, this must be modern. I didn't know what date this was.
Yeah.
Okay. Then I find out later on when I'm reading the other resources, this was in 2016.
Right.
That was, I don't think that was a thing
was
in 2016.
Was that pre-TikTok?
Oh, 2016?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, that was like full on Vine.
That's kind of bizarre.
2016 was my sophomore year of college.
Yeah.
So, like, just think of it that way.
Yeah, it's kind
of
weird.
She starts doing the straight up floss. So I'm like, is that, I don't know, is that a thing
back
then?
Maybe we're reaching, but
I don't know, but I'm like, that's so odd if it isn't.
But the biggest thing is everything that we have talked about up until this point is literally all for the opening of a transportation tunnel.
And then the like background like, you see. And they and then like a few times throughout the ceremony, they do show the train coming out of the tunnel. There's fireworks blasting. Like that seems normal
to
me.
No, at the end. At the very end.
But then on the back screen of the stage, they show the train going. And then did you see?
Oh, yeah. It just flies away.
It just starts floating away into the sky.
I'm like, what the fuck is going on, dude?
And then they all come out and start bowing and they get a standing ovation from the crowd.
Like, if I was in the crowd, I would be sitting there, like, just in awe of how bizarre the hour that I just sat through was
for my
time.
Well, not to mention that, in a way, they just, like, pointed fun and pretty much, like, made fun of all the people that were in there because they were, like, penguin suits. I mean, maybe they weren't, but in my eyes, they were making fun of them.
And as somebody playing, like if you were playing devil's advocate, you could probably argue. Yeah, that's actually funny. You could probably argue, hey, man, this is artistic. Like the guy who ran this ran a bunch of very odd plays and other things.
Sure, but not for a train opening.
It's not for a train opening. And on top of that, I'm sorry, dude, but you just cannot be that coincidental when it comes to the symbolic references to satanic ritualistic behavior.
I would even understand if like they had a number of presenters and things like that for this, and this was like a small piece, like a 20-minute interpretive dance. Like,
right.
That would even be weird, but it'd be like, all right, whatever.
It's a weird
and then
artsy
they move on.
Interpretive dance.
Yeah,
and,
but
you know.
No, this was the big shebang, I guess an hour and 3 minutes long?
Yeah.
Come on. And that's weird.
Like, it just, the whole thing from start to finish, like they, other than the fact that the workers, right? Like none of it made sense. None of it made sense whatsoever. And on top of that, now I can't remember. I could be wrong here. I could be wrong. Correct me if I'm wrong. But I could have sworn the helmets on the workers were the colors of the Ukrainian and Russian flags.
I think they were blue and orange.
I thought it was blue and yellow and red and white.
Could be.
I can't remember, but if that is the case, that's also bizarre.
Yeah.
But this is not the first time that a very strange thing happened in Switzerland, like we talked about with CERN. Maybe we'll talk about that in the future. And also, they compared it a lot to Astro World, that strange, like, satanic ritualistic concert that, you know, people died at and all that good stuff. And then on top of that, the Olympics that one year, like the 2013 Olympics or whatever. The London Olympics. That's right. With the super bizarre ceremony. And typically with New World Order or, you know, Masonic imagery, they really love to shove this stuff in your face in
a
very public setting.
Yeah, good point. The article said that the occult elite enjoys putting on full display its agenda and philosophy, symbolic, dramatic displays, which are reminiscent of dramas reenacted in secret society rituals.
Yes.
This is like the Illuminati stamp of approval on massive mega projects such as the Olympics or major construction.
Right. And that's because I think they get enjoyment out of the fact that regular people just are stupid to know what's going on.
It's that, but they're also like kind of saying, the article points out, they're the only ones that who can make such projects happen because they control politics, finance, business, which I thought was a great point. It's kind of like they're like, without us, you'd be nowhere.
Right.
And so you're going to sit here and you're going to watch what we love and we worship and what we do. That'd be like people being forced to watch a Catholic ceremony or any other religious thing that they don't believe in.
Right.
It's like you're forced.
So that about wraps this up. This was either one big tunnel opening ceremony that was just a little bit odd, or It was a celebratory ritualistic behavior opening the gates of hell in the railway tunnel somewhere. So,
yeah, guys, you know, we'll leave it up to you.
One or the other.
Let
the,
us know what you
think.
The
question to ask yourself is, has everything really even been right since 2016? You know, you never know.
Warning you that if you watch Midsommar, you're going to be effed for about a week, I'd say. A solid week. You're not going to stop thinking about
it. I would definitely recommend, so that our podcast episode today seems less bizarre, you should watch the video in its entirety and just kind of see what you think.
Good call. Yeah, you know? Watch the video first. Because
a lot of people are probably listening to this like, what the fuck are they talking about? And you just, you know what? Watch it, and then you'll listen to this and be like, oh, dude, I get it. I get it. So, guys, that is going to wrap this one up. As always, there are links down in that bio where you can check all this stuff out. Stay tuned for more episodes coming soon.